bell. Originally championed as a phone greeting by Thomas Edison, then a hit song for the Beatles, the Doors, and later on Lionel Richie, the word hello has now become associated with comedian Devin Green.
With the viral success of her parody videos on 80s soap opera stars, where she proclaims, "Why hello?" and her recent redubbing of Lionel Richie's ridiculous video, "Hello," the greeting has become so closely associated with Devin Green that she practically owns it on the internet.
Brace yourselves! Devin Green and her hunky husband, Joel Bryant, join us today to give us a sneak peek at their upcoming projects, which include a cooking reality TV show on TLC, a vampire and zombie web series, and a song written on the ukulele just for us.
Happy Idaho, the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. Hey, shouldn't that be Idahot?
YouTube celebrates their 5-year anniversary with professionally made videos on people whose lives were changed by the video sharing site.
Wikipedia replaces a Klingon character from its logo with a character from the Amharic language, which may or may not be spoken more widely than the artificial language created for Star Trek.
And a cute little robot called the iFairy conducts a straight wedding ceremony in Japan, even though same-sex marriage is not legal in that country, not even for gay robots. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Pillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic people just like you, and by our friends at LifeLube.org.
LifeLube.org, your field guide to gay men's health.
LifeLube delivers daily news and commentary on sexuality, cutting-edge research, and fresh thinking about health and wellness.
LifeLube is asking you, the Feast of Fun listeners, to send in your answers to the question, how are you healthy? Visit LifeLube.org and join more than 100 men who have already shared their secrets, including me.
And me.
How about you?
Gay, sexy, healthy, LifeLube.org.
Thurston, get your fingers out of her coconut cream pie. Hey, Fausto.
Hi, hey, Devin.
Hi, Devin. Hi, Joel.
How are you?
Hello.
It's so good to see you. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. That doesn't always answer the phone, by the way.
Well, hello. I'll get back to you when I feel like it.
Oh, Devin, we've been enjoying watching your parody video of Lionel Richie's Hello.
Well, I would like to have a caveat on that one because I so rarely swear. I just felt that it was appropriate for the character, you know, like Hollywood nudity.
Well, I had forgotten how scary that video is, that Lionel Richie is stalking this girl.
Mm-hmm. He's a teacher, and he's stalking the girl. And then she makes a horrific, I don't know who was behind that sculpture, but if I was directing the video, I would have not given myself a caricature. I would have made myself exponentially more visually stunning.
Well, if they had filmed that in Minnesota or Wisconsin, that statue would have been made out of butter because they love their butter heads up there.
Well, you know what would have been one nice thing would have been to see sort of Lionel Richie's face on a very muscular body, sort of like George Washington statue.
Mm-hmm. Maybe on Joel's body. So what was your Devin, what was your inspiration for making that video? What's your relationship with Hello?
I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to take the entire phrase and copyright it and trademark it. Well, look, if I have something to say or if I get that inspired, I'll put it out there.
Hello.
But that one really, it really got to me. So you can find it on our website. If you go to Devin Green, DevenGreen.com, you'll also get a handful of Joel. The video is right there, so I hope you go enjoy it. But I do want to note that it's not safe for work, and it's not safe for home, and it's not safe for abroad.
Or safe if you're a deaf student who's getting stalked by her professor.
With strange legs.
And out of that video's loins sprung Nicole Richie. That's how she came to be.
From a piece of clay?
Actually, he found her on his doorstep.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, really?
We want to celebrate Idaho, the day for potatoes. No, the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia.
Oh, is it really? I thought it was Ida Whore Day. Don't discriminate against homophobia and transphobia.
You know what's so funny about it is that so it stands for Idaho, International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. And
what, I just said that, Mark.
I know, but I just want to drive a point home, is the biggest complaint that we always get from trans people
what?
Is about the GLBT community is that the T is always silent. So, and here, it's not even existent. It's just like, just we'll just say it's for transphobia, but don't even put the T on
so
there.
So it should be Ida Hot.
Ida Hot.
Now, hold on. Being a Canadian, I need to know, I need clarification.
What?
Does it have a T with an umlaut or a gerund on it or something?
T's don't have umlauts or gerunds. T's always stand alone, I think.
But it should be Ida Hot and not Idaho.
Exactly.
Take out the ho and bring in the hot, the heat.
I think my issue is they just it kind of spotlights like one of the most boring states in the United States.
Oh, stop it. Idaho is a veritable festering breeding ground for activity, fun, and a cornucopia of ponderances.
Now, potatoes.
Joel, you told us that you've actually come up with other acronyms for other states for civil rights movements.
Well, I was thinking this morning, you know, there's better states, like your fine home state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
or Illinois, could stand for International Let's Lose Intolerance, Narrow-Mindedness, Offensive Insinuations, and Stereotypes.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Ohio?
Wait. Hold on, you're going a little too fast. Let's hear that one more time because it's that good.
International Let's Lose Intolerance, Narrow-Mindedness, Offensive Insinuations, and Stereotypes.
That is phenomenal.
And Ohio?
Ohio. Okay, haters, it's over. Really good point.
Let me give you a tricky one. Wyoming.
Yeah, I didn't write down all these. Yeah, go ahead.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Me is.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Hey, who's banging a smart guy? Raise your hand.
Mississippi. My, it sure sucks in stupid southern intolerant people populated institutions.
You forgot a P.
Yeah.
People populated.
Okay.
Oh, Joel, I'll get
repeat.
Joel, I'll give you a P.
How about Texas? Try equality, xenophobic asshole simpletons.
All right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm like that. You know, this might actually start a trend.
I'm just saying, you could do 50 days of it instead of just one day.
Mm-hmm.
And including Guam and Puerto Rico,
right.
Which are protected provinces, I believe.
It's called a commonwealth.
A commonwealth, rather.
Is Guam a commonwealth? I know Puerto Rico
is. Guam and Puerto Rico both share the same status.
What about the U.S. Virgin Isles?
They're different.
Okay.
They're different.
They're boring.
Yeah, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Lovely sand beaches.
As kids, we're always like, the nice thing about the U.S. Virgin Islands, because for people who don't know, I grew up in Puerto Rico. That's the only way we could get CBS, ABC, or NBC television was from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Really?
Because they didn't broadcast from Puerto Rico. A lot of people don't know, Spanish is the main language of Puerto Rico, but English is the main language of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Ah.
Didn't know that.
And so, in order to get American
broadcast,
would you
get it through cable or through broadcast?
It was through the air first, and then through cable, and then later on we got superstations like WGN News, the world's greatest news station.
Well, I'm sure they also speak a certain patois there.
I'm sure they do. We used to be excited growing up in Erie, Pennsylvania, to get television from London, Ontario.
That's right.
Across the lake. My friends that lived up on the hill got much better reception.
So are you guys going to develop a acronym for the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, eventually, when we go up there.
Yes, on July the 10th. I know that the friends that are listening, your delightful community, I don't even call them fans. It's like truly a community of really cool friends. We're doing Pride Alive in Green Bay, not Green Bush, as I had previously stated, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on July the 10th. Guess who else is performing?
Who?
Amanda LaPore.
Who?
Alternate.
Oh, Alternate.
You know, the thing about it is so you're sort of getting into the gay performance event circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You've become a gay, you and Joel, a heterosexual couple, half from Canada, half from America.
but separated at the hip.
The lower half.
And you guys have become, because of the success of all these videos and, you know, your appearances here as well, you guys kind of become a gay icon for a lot of people.
We have. It's quite a blessing. It's a huge honor for us. I do want you to go to newpride.org. It's free to go to it, and it would be so great. You know, we're out there, and we like to meet the people that we have virtual friendships with online. So please come out to Green Bay, Wisconsin, July the 10th. More details at newpride.org. I really would love. We would love to see you and meet you there.
And what are you guys going to do on the stage?
We're actually going to be doing
a melange
of there will be some song, there will be comedy, improv. It's our comedy duo.
Devin, I don't think you're ready for this show.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, when you ask somebody a question and they're lying. They're like, and we'll have balloons and
will you be doing anything as
we're going to be blowing balloons and they'll be anatomically correct.
Will you be doing any Betty Bowers?
I was actually just trying to craft my words and saying other words until they came to me. It will be the first time that Betty Bowers makes a public speech.
Wow.
Yeah.
So will Joel be playing her, like, manhandling husband? Or
I'll be playing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Nice. So you're wearing a loincloth and not much else.
Wearing a loincloth. Exactly.
I think Tarzan wore a loincloth, not Jesus Christ of Bethlehem.
He had a Turin.
Now, will you do any kind of improvisation? Because we were talking on the phone yesterday, and you have been studying psychology.
Oh, yes.
To hone your comedy skills, but also to bring in a little extra income.
Oh, yes. I do amateur psychology and carpentry. So I just thought it'd be fun for the three gentlemen. If I give you a word, and the first thing that comes to your mind, and I will judge you. And I thought it would be fun, you know, with people listening at home, you guys play along too. I'll say a word and see if it matches up either to Mark Fosto or Joel Bryant. Here is your first word, hands on the buzzer. Back door. The word is back door.
Santa.
Petunia.
College.
No, that is... we're going to go through a couple of more.
Okay.
What, did I fail or pass? I mean, what is it?
You all...
I want my money back.
I don't want Joel say college.
College.
I like the Petunia better.
There's no right or wrong. Some are just more righter than others.
Just so for people know, a backdoor Petunia is a cocktail that a lot of alcoholic moms make, which is grape juice, a couple slices of strawberry, and lots of vodka.
And so, all I heard was vodka.
Yeah. And so you make that, and the sound of your screaming children disappear into the background.
The backdoor Petunia.
My favorite cocktail.
Gentlemen, hands on buzzers.
Okay.
Your next word is centurion.
Minotaur.
Sword.
Unicorn. Half man, half horn.
Half man, half horn.
I'm literally turned on by unicorns.
Are you really?
Yeah, because they're like, you know, there's a masculine quality to them because they're horses.
You're talking satyrs.
No, like unicorns.
Like just a unicorn, like a horse with a horn on its
head? Yeah, it's a very sexy, what do you call, mythological creature.
Hold on, like Hercules, he had Toot?
Yeah.
Unicorns exist, do you know that?
Oh, they don't not.
They do.
It's a narwhal, Joel.
No, they exist. It's been patented in the U.S. Patent Office, and there's a website where you can see pictures of a guy who created unicorns.
Out of goats, right?
Website is this?
I've seen them.
You've seen them.
Well, I mean, genetically engineer a unicorn, but, you know.
Well, all you have to do is you just take the root that the horn grows out of, remove them, and then place one in the center of its head, and it'll grow from there.
But why waste it there?
You know?
Well, double A,
so
double
naughty.
V. Double A, double V. Oh!
What's next?
Your next word is blowhole.
Whale.
Joel?
Suck wind.
Mark?
Lollipop.
Lollipop is the correct answer. That is very correct for a lot of good reasons. This one, I want you to break it down. It's going to stimulate your mind, your visions. You may actually need to touch yourself. The word is Picasso.
Hugs.
Pick-asso.
I want a hug.
Eyeball.
Scratch hiney.
Can I change my answer to Jocelyn Wildenstein?
What? What is Jocelyn Wildenstein?
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Oh, you know, I've been taking a lot of photos of a lot of drag queens this past weekend.
Oh, good for you.
And I was sort of like editing them, and I felt a little bad because some of them actually had one eye was in a different place of their head where it should be.
Was that because they drew it that way or because
no,
they were just kind of...
they just have unfortunate looks.
Oh.
And I was like, and I was trying to figure out, I was like, how can I best navigate Photoshop? So I'm not like distorting their faces to looking normal, mm-hmm. but...
not looking so freakish.
Yeah, not scaring off the children.
You know, you can actually tilt their head a little bit so they even out.
Well, because, you know, actually one of my ears is slightly higher than the other. And
oh
so it's really
God.
Hard. Every time I go get eyeglasses,
I can't believe you're admitting that in public.
What? It's normal.
That's personal information. Devin, would you ever tell people that? Joel?
You know me. I'm a closed book.
I think everybody has off-balance ears, don't they?
Well, mine are actually about half a centimeter. So I don't know if it's because I sleep on my side or something, but it's like when I went to get a pair of eyeglasses, mm-hmm. they were like looking at me like it was a science experiment.
I tug on them when he's asleep.
No, it's true because your testicles hang one above the other two sometimes.
Well, in my mouth they do.
But your ears are your ears are trying to share the same space.
Well, I do appreciate Fausto using the metric system.
Thank oh,
you
that's
for being
right.
So worldly.
You know but what it is? It's like when I think of centimeters and the rest is inches and feet. And like centimeters are actually very handy because it's the width of your pinky, you know?
What?
It is.
I thought it was three toes.
Centimeter measurement.
And when you measure, you know, parts of your body in centimeters, it sounds like a bigger number.
Yes, when I measure testicles.
The great Greek warrior.
The god of fertility. Here's one more for you. One more mm-hmm. word.
Okay.
And I want you to put it... this is the answer. What is the question?
Oh, this is Jeopardy style.
Jeopardy style.
Okay.
Your answer is shingle. Shingle.
Oh, cream.
Shingle. Joel what? Bryant.
Shalbum.
No. You don't.
If you have a whole shalbum, you have a couple shingles on it to make up a full shalbum.
Oh, it's a form of a question, Joel. Oh, you have to
yeah, answer it as a question.
What the F is a shalbum?
Mark?
What is that thing on your face?
Roofing.
What is a sexually transmitted disease that won't kill you, but you can't cure? Right?
A shingle?
Is it a shingle? You can get
shingles is like a type of herpes that appears like on your body as opposed to on your genitalia.
It won't kill you, but you can't cure it. And so if you're elderly, you can, you know, like
and
elderly people.
It's very
people,
painful.
Which goes to prove that elderly people do have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, Devin, you've been working on your ukulele skills. We're having technical difficulties.
Is she playing with that robot?
Devin, we can't hear you.
Five.
What's that beeping sound?
Are you still there?
We're yeah. still here. What happened
Hello?
To you?
Right there, Joel, quick.
What is she up to?
I don't know.
Did she hang
She's
up?
She's going to make me edit stuff.
Yeah, I'll take a franchise.
Devin,
that'll
what
be $5.
I don't know what happened. We just simply got disconnected. I
think you
it.
Answered the door. It sounded like you were answering the door
no.
or playing with a
it
robot.
It was a home invasion.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
And it would be.
With
we hilarious
had a home
results.
Invasion.
You did?
Yes. Yes. And my Canadian, they got the wrong door and they thought they were going to a drugatorium. And they showed up here and the perpetrator, he walked right in. And Joel just looked at him, and I went into fierce mode, and my accent came out. And I was like, what are you doing here? Get out! You don't belong here, eh?
Is this for real?
This is really what happened. We called the police. The police came. They didn't see him. They left. But he was standing at our door. That's why they didn't see him. So I put my hands up upon. He was asleep on our door. So I put up my hands on the glass, and I started blowing a whistle like Titanic, going, "Come back! Come back!" to the police. We opened the door. There he is, right on our door, sleeping there. I screamed, closed the door, got our secret super detective listening device, called the police again because we had to listen through the door to see what was happening, and he overdosed on our door.
For real?
For real. He's he didn't all the way overdose. He just went to slumber.
Wow.
It technically, it wasn't a home invasion. It was more of a doorstep invasion.
It was a doorstep invasion.
Did he get into the house?
He walked right in, yeah.
Girl, don't you lock your door?
No, she's from Canada.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, lives in Los Angeles.
You don't have polar bears in L.A. to take care of, you know, to guard your door here.
I know. You know
lock
what? We can't do that anymore.
We're very trusting of people.
But that's really what happened. So sometimes, you know, don't you worry if anything negative happens around us, I'll spring into, hey, half a kung fu mode.
Is it now? There's rumors going around that you actually do know a bit of martial arts because you're a prolific ice skater, a trained athlete. But you actually do know a little bit of karate, don't you?
I know karate. I will take you down. No, I'm very small, but I have unstoppable energy, so I'm probably the worst one. It's not so much my physical, but I can talk so much, I'll just make you insane.
So you do a lot of hi-ya, or that kind
hi-ya!
Of stuff. So it's verbal karate.
I want to wish you guys a happy 5-year anniversary of YouTube, celebrating this week with, they're doing interviews with all these video bloggers whose lives have been transformed, including Tay Zunde.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And we found out what Tay Zunde's real name was.
I think we actually knew what it was.
No,
before.
We didn't know.
He didn't tell us what it was?
No.
Oh.
But so they reveal Tay Zunde's real first name.
Are you allowed to tell us?
Well, let's
it's
take
on the
a
front
guess.
Of YouTube.
Yeah. What would you guess his name is?
I think it's something stupid and basic, like Larry Jones.
Mark?
Aaron Bronner, something.
Want to weigh in, Devin?
Philip Greenberg.
His name is Adam Banner.
Adam Banner?
Why would you have changed
that? That's a good name.
That's a great name.
It's like Bruce Banner, but less gay.
That's like a superhero name.
I think the reason he said that he called himself Tay Zunde was because he could own the URL TayZunde.com.
Because he came up with a name, then he Googled it, and he's like, nobody has this. Nothing came up, so he wanted a fresh slate.
Which I don't think, I guess if you Google Adam Banner, mm-hmm. Adam Banner right
things
now.
Things come up.
Tay Zunde comes up. So it's not, his full name is Adam Nyerere Banner.
So,
and they interviewed him, but who else were they interviewed?
They interviewed a bunch of people. They interviewed the flute beatboxing mm-hmm. guy and the Damien Kulash, my other husband.
You know what I
just
Googled? What? I Googled anybody who's won 4 People's Podcast Awards.
Well, that's what I was laughing at. Faustino, YouTube's 5 years old this week, and I said Huffington Post just celebrated their 5-year anniversary last month, and I said, we're over 5 years old, too. I said, boy, did we fuck it up.
Look, I'm just kidding, though. You two have done everything mm-hmm. right.
Mm.
You know, there was a lot of podcasters who started out and fizzled very quickly. Some took a lot longer to decline, but you two have never been stronger. And to win 4 People's Podcast Awards, the people have spoken.
Oh, thank you, Devin.
You know, and the actually award arrived in the mail like last couple weeks ago.
Oh, isn't it nice?
We have to take new photos with them.
So now
new
we have photo. 4. We can build a table with it.
Mm-hmm. Nude photos, maybe.
Maybe, you know, cozying up, you know, boudoir mm-hmm. photography, as one would say.
Oh, would you be wearing a chemise?
No, more like a negligee.
Oh, okay. Mark, will you be wearing a camisole?
More like a camel toe.
Or a pashmina.
Hey, Joel, you're doing a zombie vampire film?
Web series.
A web series. What's happening? It's Are you called, a zombie or a vampire or both?
I am a vampire in it.
Ooh, is it because you suck?
It is called Suck and Moan.
It's called Suck and Moan for real?
Suck and Moan, uh-huh. Shockingly enough, Suck and Moan was not taken on Google, so
That's the URL, suckandmoan.com.
Wow.
Now, how soon before your clothes come off in the premiere episode?
It depends on how many viewers. If we need to boost the budget up, there we go. So far, we're good.
So hey, you know what's free? Taking what? Your clothes off.
So how do you become a vampire in this film? Are you seduced by a lovely lady or a young lad that's 1,000 years old?
You can get bitten by anybody you want to. The idea is just zombies are taking over the world because they're eating all the humans, mm-hmm. and the vampires aren't happy about it.
Oh, really?
Yes, so the vampires are trying to kill the zombies because they're eating all the food because there's no seconds at the human buffet, my friend.
Oh, because you can feed off a human for mutts, but a zombie goes right for that brain.
Right, exactly.
I enjoy a nice Viscera.
Now, I saw your picture on Facebook, though. You looked more like a zombie because that
you.
Makeup.
That was for a film I shot where I did play a zombie. I turned into a zombie a couple weeks ago.
So who was in it, Joel?
Eric Roberts.
Oh.
Joel, so what is the difference between a zombie and a vampire from an actor's perspective? What's the motivation here?
A zombie is like when you are tired and you're sick of just saying stupid lines over and over, you turn into a zombie. Whereas a vampire, you just think, what would my agent be like?
Oh.
And then there you go.
So but the vampires are suave and debonair, and they're sort of like old Europe, and they have class and elegance.
And zombies just go brain.
Suck and moan, though. It kind of blows up the vampire. It's a very tongue-in-cheek, satiric take on vampires.
Now, do your zombies speak? Do they say brain over and over again, or do they just moan?
They moan.
Okay, so no brain.
A lot of moaning going on.
Did I tell you about the zombie pub crawl that happened here in Andersonville about a couple weeks ago? There were all these people, about 200 to 300 people, marching down the street. And there were, the interesting thing about drinking parties when everybody dresses up as a zombie is eventually they do walk and talk like zombies. Mm-hmm. For real.
They stagger.
That's awesome.
And there was this woman who, I guess she suffered a seizure or she got sick or something, and she collapsed and hit her head on the sidewalk. And she was dressed like a zombie. Part of her face was covered in stage blood, and other part of her head actually got hurt.
So you don't know if she's in bad shape or not.
And then all these zombies were surrounding her, trying to help her, but it looked like they were about to eat her. And then the ambulance comes by. And the ambulance, the medics come out, and they're just like horrified, like, what's going on here?
Oh, no.
Because they all wanted to eat her brain.
That's the danger of pretending.
Moral is don't party with zombies.
The moral of the story is if you have a seizure, make sure that you're not covered in stage blood.
Have you seen the video on YouTube of, how they have the characters up in Man's Chinese Theater?
Mm-hmm.
All the really bad costume characters?
Oh, yeah.
There's a video on YouTube of the guy dressed as Batman and the guy dressed as Spider-Man kicking someone on the ground, like beating someone up.
For real?
Uh-huh. And I thought, that is so stupid. That's so surreal.
You know it wasn't like a put-on?
What's
no,
that?
No, it's a real thing.
It's real. I guess the guy tried to take some money from Batman, so he hit him, and then Spider-Man came over to help him.
That's so Raven.
Hey, we want to remind the listeners that today's show would not be possible without your generous contributions. Mm-hmm. Go to feastoffun.com/iPhone. iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it. iPhone?
iPhone?
iPhone, yes. And you can contribute to the future development of our mobile app fund. We cannot do it without your support, and we salute you.
We have actually donated to that. We want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some breaking news.
Hold on
that?
A second. We got an ad.
I got one more ad to read.
Read it.
today's show is also brought to you in part by Pride Fest Milwaukee. Join us this June 11th through the 13th at the nation's largest showcase of LGBT music and talent at Pride Fest Milwaukee on the Summerfest grounds.
You can't have enough pride.
There's going to be over 150 acts, including Kathy Griffin, Patti LaBelle, Joan Rivers, Tattoo, Amanda Lepore, Bruce Valanche, Jeffree Star, Snap, Robert Verdi, and more. Visit pridefest.com to book your hotel and tickets. Don't forget Devin and Joel. It's the 11th through the 13th on the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I should.
Visit PrideFest. Will you guys be quiet? Let me finish that here. Visit pridefest.com. Devin Green and Joel Bryant. We will see you there.
Mm-hmm. Who knew that Wisconsin was such a mecca for gays?
Am I allowed to give some groundbreaking news?
Yes.
I think so.
The ad's over.
That's over.
Yes, groundbreaking news.
Well, there's a gestation period right now of 6 weeks, but in about 6 weeks...
You're going to give birth?
No.
Yay! Yay!
Is it a boy or a girl?
We name the baby Fausto no matter what, if it's a boy or girl. Will you encourage it to be transgendered?
Yeah.
You would look so pretty as a girl.
Devin's body would just digest the child.
My penis, the size of my hips, just would fall right. There was nothing to stick to it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of your reproductive rights.
I think there's dust that flies out. There's going to be two smashing albums on iTunes. They will be albums of ringtones. One will be Devin Green, over 100 ringtones from the videos, and the other will be Betty Bowers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We've been working on it. It is. It just needs to percolate. So in about 6 weeks, I'll let you know. They are super fun, super funny, and I think you'll dig it. And there's a bonus track on each of the albums, a dance song on each of them.
Get out.
So you're actually coming out with music?
I love it.
There's you know what? I have a song in my heart.
It's about time.
And a ukulele in her hand.
Is it? My vagina is so big I had to underline it. Will that be one of the ringtones?
Yes, it will.
So you're saying if I bought a new phone, an iPhone, I could download the Feast of Fun app, get some Devin Green ringtones, and then go to Pride Fest and take pictures?
In that order.
Oh, my.
I'm sold.
That's really great. And like, how did you... Now, are the ringtones just going to be clips of you talking?
No,
or will there be like...
Here's why. I have two quick rings and then a little thing, just in case you're in a more professional environment.
So, like, can you give us, like, a taste of what that would possibly sound like?
There would be an actual ring. It's an old-school phone ring, so it's... Ring, ring. Oh, is a douchebag calling again?
That's great. I can't wait to
really
put that on my phone.
It was a tremendously massive amount of work. But it was so bloody fun. It was very, very, very fun.
Was that a ukulele I heard?
It was.
Devin's a ukulele virtuoso now.
You play us a little song, Devin.
You know what? I'd love to play you a little song. I love the mountains, I love the clear blue sky, I love the bridges, I love when great whites fly, I love the whole world and all its sights and sounds, boom-dee-ada, 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 I love my Marcus, he loves dirty things, I love my Fausto, especially when he rings. I love the whole world and all its craziness. Boom de ada, boom de ada, boom de ada, boom de ada. I love their videos. I love Feast of Fun. I love their podcasts. I love their hot cross buns. I love the whole world. It's such a brilliant place. Boom de ada, boom de ada, boom de ada, boom de ada. Everybody join in. I love the mountains. I love the clear blue sky.
I love
the bridges. I love when
just do the boom
diada
part.
I love the whole world and all its sights and sounds.
Boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada.
I love my Marcus. He loves dirty things. I love my Fausto, especially when he rings. I love the whole world and all its craziness. Boom diada, boom diada, boom diada,
boom diada, boom diada.
I love their videos. I love Feast of Fun.
It
never ends. I love their podcasts. I love their hot cross buns. I love the whole world. It's such a brilliant place. Boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom.
Yay!
Wow.
Okay, now with the tambourine.
Boom diada, yeah.
The techno remix. Boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada.
I love it. Devin, thank you so much.
That's a touching version of Heart and Soul. It really had heart
Is
and soul.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Heart and Soul?
I was touching her while she was playing.
Aww.
I was touching myself, too. Because I'm touching my hands. Devin, when did you pick up the ukulele? Did you go to a thrift store?
Yeah, I ordered it like a week and a half ago. I'm still learning, but I just really love it. And, you know, we always like to keep developing our show, and because we also do things like meet and greets before our show, and sometimes people pay extra for that, and I really want them to have, like, something extra or something special.
So you bring the ukulele and you're going to play it at parties?
Yeah.
And Joel's going to do, like, a hat dance while you do this or something? Or
a Mexican hat dance. We got some questions here, a lot of questions on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow us on Feast of Fun on Facebook.com/Feast of Fun or Twitter. And Phil Robinson wants to know, question for Devin.
Yes?
As a fellow Canuck living away from Canada, do you feel Canadians have a more twisted sense of humor than other people?
Well, that's a very savvy question, Phil. Kudos you for asking. Well, it's a different angle. It's very like Australians, UK, British, Canadian humor. That's more we appreciate looking at others and going, oh, look at how different we are, how crazy. A lot of American, not all, but American is more humiliation, crucifixion, putting down, or anger oriented. And Canadian, you know, just because we have I personally had a very different sort of upbringing. So there were so many other things to be lighthearted and to find, to illuminate. I think just because of the different background and probably just a less angry sort, like it's so much more polite that embarrassing others, that would never... embarrassing or really crucifying, like being so harsh.
Plus, Canadians spell things wrong.
Thank you.
Do they put the U's in colors?
Yeah.
Chris Crocker and best known for, what is it? Leave Britney Alone, and Michael Buckley from What the Buck. They're all sending their love.
Oh, you know, can I tell you very quickly? Michael Buckley of What the Buck. Adore him. He was super, super great. And I finally, you know, you can have these virtual friendships online, but I finally got to meet him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Great.
In real life, he was in L.A., and I got to tell you, he and his partner are wonderful. They are so great. You've talked to him. He's been on the show. Super great, easygoing guy, lighthearted, very cool.
A rarity in this online media world of ours.
You're kidding.
I mean, it really is. He's a really lovely fellow, and you know, I'm surprised that YouTube's not interviewing him. I mean, he's their most watched video blogger of all time.
He's not on that list.
So far he's not. I mean, they're constantly updating it and posting more stuff. But I'm also surprised at how luscious all these videos are, because I guess they've been shooting them with a Mark V Canon camera. I'm not sure if I'm getting the name of the camera right, but the image quality is luscious.
Well, speaking of YouTube and the big tube, Devin, you're going to be on a TLC program, a cooking show. You cooking? I can't believe it. I've heard about you, the nightmares that you've made in the kitchen. Spaghetti with ketchup, pancakes with pepperoni, and now you're going to be cooking?
Well, I would make, like, starfish surprise or hamburger with strawberries in it.
Oh.
Hold on a second. It's not that far off. You put pineapples on ham, and you put apricot or fig stuff on meat.
No, it's way far off. It couldn't be more different. Discovery contacted us because they were looking for... bad cooks.
A challenge.
If you will.
A Dixie housewife.
And I was more than happy to throw them Devin's name and record an interview and have Devin cook and everything. And then they surprised her with a tutorial from a celebrity chef to show her the ins and outs in cooking.
Yes, I don't think we're allowed to name the celebrity chef right now, but we can say he owns several restaurants in the New Orleans area.
Bam!
Paul Perdome.
Bam.
Nope.
Chef Paul Perdome from the grave.
He won.
Yes.
The guy, you know, he can't, I don't think, is he alive?
I don't know.
Let me.
That's the guy in the scooter, right?
Yeah, he can't walk.
Chances aren't looking good. But so when will it air?
At the end of summer. So it's a brand new
He's
show.
Still alive.
It's not even a pilot. Mm-hmm. So it's going through. It was super fun to do. And I'll tell you, I actually learned how to cook. You know, some people just, like, are quirky just to be different. But I actually, there was a reason that I cooked the way that I cook. It's from where I grew up. You know, we would dip vegetables in wax to preserve them. And so, you know, I would boil them to make sure that all the frost was out of them. But, you know,
you don't have to do that in LA.
How long would I boil them? I boil vegetables until Joel gets home, which could be 10 minutes to an hour and a half.
What kind of things would you dip in wax to preserve?
Like, you know, perennial vegetables or a root vegetable.
So like a carrot?
Such as a carrot, beet, turnip. And then you crack the wax from the cold cellar, and then you can open it so it doesn't go moldy throughout the winter months.
I had no idea that you could do that, but I guess that's true, isn't it? Because when you buy rutabagas, they're covered in wax.
And you would do this because you lived in a small community near the Arctic Circle.
Well, yeah, yep.
But, like, most Canadians don't do that.
99% of Canadians do not live the way that I grew up.
Now, I heard rumors that you and Chef Paul Perdomo, who is still alive, got a little naughty, and he started testing your ability to recognize vegetables by sticking them in your mouth.
It wasn't that particular chef, but there was a chef who put vegetables. I was blindfolded, and I had to identify the things that were in them.
Wait a second. Up until now, I never thought that was a dirty thing. I thought, what a fun experiment. And it just really, it clicked now. Thank you, Fausto, for making me think.
Well, Joel, we can try that experiment over here anytime you want.
Yeah.
This is a very soft vegetable.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna blindfold Devin and put pieces of meat in her mouth.
Done and done. Oh, it tastes like chicken. No, what happened? So they he put vegetables in my mouth, and I had to identify them. And then afterwards, when they took the blindfold off, they said, "Well, what did you learn?" And I said, "Well, I like to be blindfolded, it seems."
Were you able to discern which vegetable was which? Was it pretty easy or was it hard?
No, it was pretty difficult. I had a very poor palate for raw vegetables because I would overcook everything, so everything tasted exactly the same.
Well, you know that actually if you cover someone's nose and blindfold them and ask them to taste an apple or a piece of an onion, they can't tell the difference.
Because you have to smell it.
You have
also
to smell it.
Also a good way to pick up children.
John Flowers wants to know what any new video spoofs planned in the future.
Oh, hey, John. That's a great
question.
That's a super duper great question. You really thought about this one a while, haven't you? Well, I just did the Lionel Richie one, the Hello one. And I think there's going to be more on the way because, Fausto, Mark, there's something that we didn't tell you.
What?
Furthermore, to our unfinished and unshot movie that we're making, I have come up with a second part to that.
Oh.
A sequel to an unmade movie?
A sequel to our unmade movie.
A sequel to the physicist in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Oh, so let's explain to the listeners who may not be aware of this. So one dream project that I have is that Devin Green and myself and Joel and Mark play our cast of characters in a fusion of Charlie's Angels and Stephen Hawking's the what is the name of his special, The Life and the Universe. Mm-hmm. So it's Stephen Hawking type of physicist and his sexy karate chopping nurse Devin, or Nurse Stella Zina, we'll call her, solve mysteries and crimes.
And so you have part two now?
I've got part two. Part two will be subtitled Forbidden Experiment. And what happens is, a female, and it could be one of our creations that we made in a test tube, but the female ends up having a baby monkey that her DNA was spliced with a monkey because they're 99% the same. But it's actually forbidden experiment because that child is not brought up by humans. It's brought up by animals, the forbidden experiment.
So it's like
the science
experiment.
The Island of Dr. Monroe or something.
Well, it's that science experiment where they were trying to teach kids whether the love of a mother is actually important for human beings. And so they had these monkeys. It's so heartless. And they had one monkey that was raised by a chain link robotic monkey with a head on it. And then they had one that was wrapped up in a towel that was more snuggly.
Mm-hmm.
And the monkeys that could snuggle up against its robotic mom were much more well-adjusted than the ones that had just a chain mail mommy.
Aww.
Is that even necessary, that kind of experiment?
I think maybe in the day,
in the 70s, they were thinking of replacing all mothers with chain mail robots.
Raised by robots.
That's just good money decision, then.
Were you breastfed?
I was breastfed.
Oh. Hello?
Were you?
Yeah, hi.
Well, I...
Did your mother have wax on her breast? You would have to crack open.
I had to crack the wax to get on the breast.
On the sweet milk inside.
I don't know if I was breastfed or not.
Well, you don't dare ask your mother that question, though.
Why would I ever ask my mother that?
Because you want to know about that, and your mother may not be
she
around
would say
forever.
No. She'd say no. I have a feeling I wasn't.
Well, you know, one way to know is, weren't your brothers and sisters like old enough to remember? So ask your brothers and sisters.
Maybe.
Because how many kids are in your family?
Eight.
Yeah, so chances are one of them remembers your mom breastfeeding something.
It was the puppy.
You were raised by wild wolves. I guess this is a real tragedy this week.
Oh, no.
It's huge.
Terrible news.
Hey,
nerds are upset.
I had no idea that Wikipedia's logo consisted of characters from all the different languages of the world, including the artificial language of Klingon, developed for the Star Trek movies and later television series.
And they got rid of it.
They got rid of the Klingon and replaced it with some Ethiopian language.
Amharic.
Well, those Ethiopians have to be stopped.
Amharic.
Well, this is the irony, and these are what people are arguing. You may or may not disagree with this, that more people speak the artificial language of Klingon than the people in Ethiopia speak Amharic.
That's hardly a defense, though. The people who speak Klingon should really stop.
More people speak Klingon than Latin.
How do you say loneliness in Klingon?
I don't know.
Kartak.
Really? You made that up.
I know that. It's one of the few words that I know. What do you say a moron in Klingon?
A patak.
Patak.
Mm-hmm.
You actually know that patak. Offhand?
What?
Well, that's the one word they always say on Star Trek is patak.
If you watch enough Star Trek episodes, the Klingon just seeps into your subconsciousness.
Well, they say this Amharic, the Ethiopian language, is the second most spoken Semitic language after Arabic.
What did you say, Joel?
They said you're hard for Ethiopians.
I know. It's like they have the famine, and now they're struggling to keep their language together against
relevant
the Klingons.
I think they need water over there, but I know that some countries sent over powdered milk and powdered eggs.
And couldn't they just like make the logo bigger so they could have the Amharic and the Klingon?
And what
character?
I'm thinking too is like Wikipedia, the way that people change it all the time, you know there's going to be a battle of people changing that image back and forth unless they lock it in place.
They could
lock it in place.
I'm just, you know, there's horrible things happening in this world, and really all we're talking about is the Klingon character on the Wikipedia
That's
logo.
That's what I'm saying. Aren't there more important things? Isn't there, like, oil taking over the Earth right now?
I don't even want to think about it. It's so depressing.
But they did make an amazing discovery this week. They found a Stone Age sex toy. They found a phallus toy that was over 30,000 years old, and it was 8 inches long. So even back then, people were size queens.
Look at, there's a lot. There's a whole museum that they haven't exposed to the public yet. But it was a lot of threesomes, foursomes. What do you call it when everybody's in a chain of flowers?
A daisy.
A daisy chain.
A daisy chain.
A bouquet of sex. And it was very graphic, but that's the way it was. I don't know why anybody would hide it. You know, that was the meme for the time.
Well, you're all living in a cave. What are you going to do for fun?
But couldn't you just really stick anything in an orifice and call it a sex toy? Like, why is it
particular? Listen, they say it has carved rings about it and one polished end, leaving little doubt.
It was
as
ripped
to its niche. For her pleasure, or his, I guess.
Or his pleasure.
Is it double-ended or is it just single-ended?
It's just one-ended. The other end is for gripping.
You know, among one of the many awkward conversations about sex that I've had with my parents... One was my mother was really excited because she went back to school years after her divorce. And she called me on the phone to tell me that she had learned about homosexuality in medieval Japan. And what a lot of, what are those called?
Samurai
warriors. Samurai. What they like to do with their male concubines is they like to loosen them up by inserting ceramic rods that have been gently warmed by the fireplace.
That was foreplay. So
that was foreplay. And then I'm like, Mom, I do not want to hear about this.
And they would cauterize them?
No, warm.
Just warm it up a little
not
bit.
Hot.
I went when I was in Dublin, I went to an exhibit that they had, and they had this stone dildo there, and they just, it was obviously a dildo, and they had this sign underneath it that said, used for ritualistic purposes. They didn't describe it as that. They thought it was a religious artifact. I'm like, that is clearly a dildo.
Well, it depends on what religion you're in.
Can I tell you, when I had my shower before I got married, you know that girls play these dumb games?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had asked everybody at the table, how many people do you think Devin has slept with before Joel? You know what my mom said?
What?
None.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww. Isn't that sweet?
Only your mom
got it right, too.
So, really fast here, there's a rice bra that's being, marketed to female farmers. And so they're trying to sell this idea of chicks in Japan growing rice in these flower pots stuck up against their boobs.
It's not just for farmers. It's for women because, like, farming is, you know, gardening in the city is really taken off. So, like, why not garden on your breasts?
We're growing lettuce in our home.
I presume that they're edible. Are you supposed to sucky on them? I just thought of that. It just came to me.
Good.
I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't look like you would grow enough rice to make even, like, a bowl of rice.
The model says that the bra fits much better than it looks. Wearing it puts me in such a fun mood.
A little Kiko man on there.
Oh, fun mood for sushi, huh?
I prefer brown rice.
That's grown on the other end.
Hey, I want to know, when you guys got married, what kind of was it a religious ceremony, or did you guys go to, like, the government offices? Or
we had a lot of stone dildos.
was a caveman.
We got our rocks off, if
they
you will.
They threw them at you.
We actually walked to church. It's just around the corner.
And were you married by a robot, perchance?
Yeah.
Swaddled in cloth.
Well, ironically, Joel was dancing the robot.
I was.
Joel, what music did you go down the aisle to?
The Raiders of the Lost Ark theme song.
Correct.
Did you really?
Awesome.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Guess what mine
one.
Was? This
what?
Will be shocking.
Ice Capade.
Here Comes the Bride.
No. There was a beautiful... Remember the movie with Sean Penn? Where he played a minister.
I'm Sam?
No. not a slow minister.
The Mission.
And there's a song from that played on oboe called Gabriel's Oboe.
I don't know it.
You will look it up. I will send you the link. It's very lovely, and we had both of our families escort us, not just.
Are you a big oboe fan?
O-ring
hey.
Fan.
Hey. And you know what? You never get sometimes like a piece of music and you're just like, you know what? This resonates with me. Mm. I just love it. It's good in my ear.
Well, there's a couple that was married in Japan recently. They had started working together. They met each other working at a robot factory. So they decided to have the robot marry them. And you can watch the video online, but it's really kind of clumsy.
Oh, too many like, screws and nuts.
Yeah, just kind of like it goes back and forth. And it's like I can't understand what it's saying, but it just doesn't really seem to be into the ceremony.
You are like, now.
That's like most Japanese people.
You are now. I declare you man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting enough, they programmed a Russian accent into the robot. Guess what its name is?
Did he eat her rice breasts after that?
Guess what the name of the robot is?
46.
The Eye Fairy.
Eye Fairy.
The Eye Fairy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this, you know, that's... Gay people still can't legally get married. Can they get legally married
in
Japan?
No.
So that's kind of like rubbing in their faces.
Can I tell you the name for my Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
Oh, yeah.
The name that I've been given?
What have you been given?
Well, I came up with it.
Because you're
But
okay.
It's Fellatio N... Absentia, subtitled Grand Dam of Vocal Hysteria.
Yay.
This is a perpetual indulgence, San Diego chapter.
All right. So have they given you a habit yet?
No, I'm...
Devin's got plenty of habits.
I got plenty.
You know, Devin, in order to become one of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence bona fide, you have to not speak for 6 months and wear only white.
Oh, she's starting already.
I'm an honorary. Honorary.
Oh, honorary. I get it. Hey, listen, I want to remind people that we can't do the show without your support, so please visit feastoffun.com/iPhone and make a contribution today. And also, this show is also brought to you by our delightful friends at lifeloop.org, your field guide to gay men's health. LifeLoop is asking you to send in your answers to the question, how are you healthy? Visit lifeloop.org and join more than 100 men who have already shared their secrets. Gay, sexy, healthy, lifeloop.org.
Hit the sweet spot, children.
Life Loop, it's good as a cocktail, too.
Lots
it's
of
actually,
cocktails.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the Franken gay, mm-hmm. and we're still having a contest. So you can submit your own, and Devin will help me pick the winner.
I will judge it.
So have you seen the Franken gay contest right now? It's the hottest thing on our website right
why
now.
Why would you not want to be part of that contest? And furthermore, why would you not want to support and sponsor and be part of the Feast of Fun community? It baffles me, Joel. I don't understand. It's
a whodunit. It's a whodunit.
It's a whodunit.
So you can download the Franken gay image from the tragic HIV awareness ad and reclaim it as your own and turn it into something fabulously insane.
Yes, you can certainly repurpose it, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's the unholy quadrant, the Benetton ad from hell, and you can paste it onto maybe something with Devin Green.
A little Betty Bowers, perhaps.
Yeah. So far, people have been putting him on actual Frankenstein, Jacob,
Marilyn Monroe,
doing recreations of West Side Story.
How about Frankenberries or Count Chocula?
Ooh.
And then he's also combined Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck into it.
I think that's just Sarah Palin. I don't think is Glenn
there's
Beck
a,
in there
there's
too?
A little Glenn Beck.
Oh,
and
is he,
there's
is
Sarah
he a slimmer?
Palin. There's something in there. It's
I think you're confusing Jeff Ramone for Glenn Beck.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But there is definitely Sarah Palin. It's really horrific.
And it says, kill, baby, kill.
Kill. I can see hospice from my window.
It's really bad.
Oh, wow.
It's really bad.
But
so,
you know what?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? When someone's completely uncensored, mm-hmm. there's something so compelling about that, you know, when you two, because for me personally, I'm also a fan of the show. I listen to your episodes, and there's when someone's just telling the truth or just it's like super honest, you can mm-hmm. never fault them.
That's true.
That's why I just love listening, because you guys are unbridled when you ask the questions, but you put it in such a palatable way that you truly bring out the best in all the guests that you have. It's like you unlock the key to people.
Oh, I feel the same way about you, Devin.
And we love having you, and we love having Joel.
No, I'm serious, because not everybody, do you understand? Not everybody has that. And so it's like, you know, listen to what else is out there. You know, there's a reason that we support you guys so fully.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Here's an interesting support from a listener, mm-hmm. Cody Coates. He is fluent in American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a little bit fluent myself.
Oh, a little ASL.
ASL, because, you know, deaf people got game. And a lot of people don't realize that actually deaf people like to consume podcasts because they can crank up the volume.
Impaired.
Yeah, hearing impaired. So mm-hmm. if you do have a little bit of hearing, podcasts are actually a really great way to entertain yourself and inform yourself. And so there's actually a significant listeners of this show who are hearing impaired and happen to be gay. And so he's wanting to download, transcribe one of the shows and do it all in sign language for the people who cannot hear at all.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I'm like, go for it, Cody.
We learned how to do rim job in sign language.
Yes. Take your pointer finger and your thumb and make a round circle, and then take your pointer finger from your right-hand side and go around that circle that you've created with your other hand.
I'm doing it now.
That's rim job for you.
Oh. Wow. You know what orgasm is?
Orgasm now, huh?
So you take the peace sign.
Yes.
With one hand, and you make another peace sign with your other hand, and then you click your thumbs together. And then you wiggle your thumb, your index fingers away from each other and look like you're orgasming.
And if you do it over and over again, it's a multiple orgasm.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, Mark, but it is an orgasm.
I just came just doing it.
The best thing about sign language is if you learn to say really filthy things and you hang out with the deaf people, because deaf people are kind of like the military.
Mm-hmm.
They have a real dark sense of humor like we do.
Oh, you're not. You know, I had to write a speech for Marley Matlin.
You did.
She is a blast to hang out with. Did you know that? Like, I've actually hung out with her, and I like begged her to come on the show, but she was like, "Well, what are we gonna do? I'm not. I don't live in Chicago, and over the phone would be awkward." You know.
You wrote a speech for her?
I write some celebrity speeches for like some really like A-list celebrities.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. We have a friend who does a. He produces the Starkey benefit every year. Starkey's a big producer of hearing aids. And traveling around the world and giving hearing aids to children in third world countries. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours produces that. They always have like big, like last year Elton John performed and Tony Bennett and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, Garth Brooks audition.
And do you ever sneak like dirty things in there because they're just reading these off and they're like, and I'm such a big fat jerk. And they're like, oh, that was.
I owe Devin Green $4,000.
Oh.
If there wasn't so much money at play, you could probably do that.
I love that idea.
And they're like, Devin, you have to say, I support the troops and think about the children.
No, you look, I have to make it sound like it comes from the actual person because I have such an odd way of talking and my mindset's completely different. You know what I mean? I have a weird way of talking.
So you get real drunk or kill some brain cells and you're like, well, I'll write something. Else.
Well, it's interesting. So do you start off the speeches with like, hello? Well, hello. Look at the good you do.
Wake the hell up, everyone.
Well, Devin, it's been a pleasure,
no,
Joel.
No, don't go.
We have to go.
Oh,
that's it, baby.
The fine folks from WGN are here, and they want to.
Oh,
they're getting.
Are
they? Yeah, they get off the clock at 5 o'clock.
They're looking at their cell phones and they're texting.
What time
things.
Is this?
They're not going anywhere.
One thing really quick. Wisconsin stands for, we're an implicit straight couple. Non-sequiturring stupid heads into new acceptance.
Aww.
Hey!
That's what I was doing the whole time.
Oh, that is like awesome.
Figuring out your jumbles.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
We love you both. Thanks to all the listeners, all the Feast of Fun community. You guys are spectacular, spectacular.
Fireworks, fireworks. Pow, boom.
Bam.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Devin Green and Joel Bryant live in fabulous Hollywood, California.
The land of stars.
And homeless people.
There's homeless people everywhere.
Especially in Hollywood.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. Even Madonna wrote about it. Everybody goes to Hollywood, where there's homeless people in the neighborhood.
I think well, they that's have good weather.
Fantastic weather and fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remind the listeners that you can subscribe to the Feast of Fun podcast on the iTunes Music Store by searching Feast of Fun and hitting subscribe. It's just that easy.
It's super easy. And iTunes is free to download.
And yeah, so it's really straightforward and you'll get some fabulous, fabulous shows 5 days a week.
And if you find something fabulous on the internet, we'd love it if you posted it in the fresh section. Just go to feastoffun.com/fresh and show the world how fabulous you are and your great finds on the internet.
If it's worth posting on Twitter, if it's worth posting on Facebook, you can do it on Fresh and introduce yourself to a whole world of new fabulous people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook? Let us know. Follow us and we'll maybe follow you back. Facebook.com/feastoffun and Twitter.com/feastoffun. We're going to leave you with some fabulous music by the delicious Shayna Firm. And the Upper Deckers.
Mm-hmm.
The song, Thanks for Sticking It in Me. From
oh
her album Blonde is available through our website feastoffun.com. Thank you for sticking us inside your iPod or iPhone or portable MP3 playing device.
Your Zune
player.
Mm-hmm.
Your Arcos jukebox.
Or your computer.
or your imagination, because that's really the most important place to stick things in. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion. Bye.
What was your name again?
Mark Fillion. I'm sorry I'm laughing about your imagination.
It's important to stick things in your imagination.
It is.
So imagine yourselves full of delicious things. Bye-bye.
Stick it in me. Thanks for sticking it in me. Put your hand on it, even though I hadn't planned on it. You stuck it in me, you stuck it in me. You stuck it in me, you stuck it in me. You stuck it in me, you stuck it in me. You stuck it in me like an orange cream pie.